7:11 at AM 930 WEOL. It's a Tuesday, but it's our time to talk with Bob DiBiasio of the Cleveland Indians. It's Tribe Talk and Tickets brought to you by Dale's Market and Deli at 417 Cleveland Street in Elyria. Bob, good morning.
Good morning, boys. How are we doing?
Well, what a great weekend. A lot of different celebrations. I just wanted to touch base before we get to the Tribe in particular about the unveiling of the statue of Frank Robinson. Tell us a little bit about that.
Yeah, what a wonderful afternoon on Saturday that we enjoyed honoring one of the great moments in Major League Baseball history. That was the having Frank Robinson commemorating the being the first African American manager in the history of Major League Baseball. April 8, 1975, when he exchanged lineup cards at home plate. He was a player manager at that time, and it's well known that he put himself into the starting lineup, batting second as designated hitter, and hit one of the more memorable home runs in Indians history in the bottom of the first inning. But Frank was on tap, very pleased, excited, honored to be remembered, and his uniform number 20 was retired as well. Hank Aaron was also in the ballpark to help celebrate the moment. Sharon Robinson, Jackie Robinson's daughter, a couple other major league players and coaches with Frank. So a real fun ceremony on Saturday.
Of course, over the Memorial Day weekend, we had Kansas City and Oakland. Tribe bats seemed to be coming alive.
Yeah, after the last few nights, for sure. A little bit of the home run ball, maybe as it's starting to heat up. So are the bats with the long ball inside Progressive Field. It's good to see. Also, obviously, getting some really good pitching. Carlos Carrasco. And Josh Tomlin back-to-back, some terrific outings. The baseball's best bullpen doing its job. Trevor Bauer on the mound tonight at 6-10. We have four against Oakland, which started yesterday. So a couple of 6-10 starts here tonight, tomorrow, and then a 12-10 start on Thursday for those people who love those weekday day baseball games. Going back to the ceremony, though, real quickly for one second, if you really want to take a peek at it, check out Sports Time Ohio's calendar, because there's they turned it into a half-hour show, and it'll run a number of times here over the next week or so. So if you want to catch that, check out STO's channel and see if you can dial in and watch the ceremony.
Well, when you see a baseball statue, you always think of a hitter or a pitcher. It's not often you have a lineup card as a featured portion of a statue.
Yeah, and that was one of the things people were actually more excited about, was the fact that, David Deming from Lakewood, Ohio, the artist who also did Jim Tomey's statue and did Larry Doby's statue outside Progressive Field. The actual lineup card that Frank was holding, so you can sit and read who the starting lineup was, that kind of detail on the statue. So that's pretty cool.
That is kind of a neat thing, and it just shows the importance and how the Indians and themselves and Cleveland played a history and sort of changing the minds of folks of who could be a manager, what was expected of a manager. And though I would say a player manager is probably a thing from the past. That's almost a thing you'll never really see again, I suppose, though.
Yeah, I think you're right about that one for sure. I mean, think about it. Larry or Lou Boudreau, who we're doing a statue of in August when the Yankees come to town. Just think about that scenario in today's terms. It would be like Frankie Lindor, after this season, they sit down with him, Paul Dolan and Chris Antonetti call Frankie Lindor into the office. He had just turned 24 years old and told him, hey, by the way, we'd like you to be the manager in addition to the starting shortstop. That's when Lou Boudreau was named player manager at the age of 24, so that's pretty remarkable.
Well, I wouldn't mind giving Frankie a chance at building a lineup and sitting there. I don't know if Tito would like the whole thought about that, but what can't he do? He's a six-tool player by that time, I suppose.
Yeah, exactly. I think we'll keep Tito in that spot. Yeah,
absolutely. It's made up the way it goes. Again, Oakland tonight. Who's on the mound again for the Tribe?
Trevor Bauer on the mound for the Tribe, 6'10". Again, 6'10" today, tomorrow, and then noon game on Thursday.
Absolutely. Well, talk again next Monday, Bob. Have a good week.
All right. Thank you, boys. Take care. Go Tribe.
7:17 at AM 930 WEOL, and as our part of our Tribe Talking Tickets with Bob DiBiasio, courtesy of Dale's Market and Deli on Cleveland Street in Elyria, we do have a pair of tickets for an Indians game to give away, and we've got a pair of tickets. What is today, Craig? The 30th? This is a pair of tickets for the 31st. That, like, it says tomorrow. So we've got a pair of tickets for tomorrow's game against the Oakland A's and the Tribe. Again, it's one of those 6:10 starts. 3220930, 3220930. If you're free tomorrow night, you'll be able to pick up those tickets, courtesy of Dale's Market and Deli on Cleveland Street in Elyria.